any time we discuss this next issue, opinion is so divided on it. At this moment in time, gay men in Northern Ireland cannot give blood. And it looks like as if the DUP, who've had the ministerial post in recent times for the health ministry, are going to continue with the initiative that they have certainly bought into. And then Edwin Poots, when he was minister, justified very clearly on this programme and on other programmes as well. I want to speak to Fergal McKinney from the SDLP, who's very much against this. SDLP's health spokesperson is Fergal McKinney. He says the ban preventing sexually active gay men from donating blood is based on prejudice, not justification, and should be ended. Fergal McKinney, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Fergal, there's a lot of people contact this programme, and they, just to paraphrase them, they say better just be safe, better be safe.
Yeah, and so should the minister take that view as well, because what tends to happen is that you allow your views on gay people to affect the decision, and the decision should be based on science. And in the rest of the UK, they haven't taken this approach because they believe that the science, now the way that they can test the blood, actually means that there's little or no risk at all. And if there's any risk, it can be detected very quickly. So I think the minister should get out of the court. He's spending taxpayers' money here defending a position which he should really hand over to his officials, because the DUP has shown a propensity for, you know, taking their own narrow view and applying it to health, and they've done it in other issues, and in fact, including adoption. And so, you know, I think that the minister should hand that decision over to officials, allow for the science. And I think this is where people should, you know, take strength from, because the debate is not about other issues. The debate is actually about the science. And as I recall recently, the Department of Health was highlighting to us that, in fact, the blood supplies are very short, and they're looking for more people to come forward. And some have come forward, and they've been turned away because of the restriction that the DUP is placing on those who would want to give blood but who they believe shouldn't give blood. So I think there's a bit of an irony in that case. And I think the minister, I don't know whether he's in his post today or not, should, in fact, when he does get back, if he does get back, should be saying, look, let's pursue this based on the science rather than any narrow prejudice.
The latest stats seem to show that 30 men have been stopped from donating blood at clinics in Northern Ireland because they have had sexual contact with another man.
Yes, and in the UK, if they had turned up in a queue to give blood, they would have been entitled to give blood. And in fact, actually, if there was an undersupply...
Well, there's a one-year deferral period, isn't there?
There is, that's right. But, I mean, that would have stopped them on this occasion. But if there was a huge demand for blood here from... say, for example, there was a crisis situation, we would probably have to rely on UK blood stocks. And there's a chance that case, that blood would come from the UK and, of course, maybe include some people who had given that the DUP would have rejected here.
Fergal, do you think if you stop people in the street, 10 people in the street, doing the old vox pops you used to do for UTV, and ask them face-to-face, would you take blood from a gay man tomorrow if you needed it? Would the 10 say yes? Would 5 say yes? Would 2 say yes?
It's very difficult to say, but I think your opening remarks suggest that there is divided opinion, but that's divided around the issue of how people feel about sexuality, if you like, whereas that's not the debate. The debate is whether the blood is safe, and the science says the blood is safe, and if it isn't safe, it can be detected and excluded. So that's the debate that we need to be having, not about the source. Because in the UK they've discovered that, in fact, it is safe, and the science tells us that. So it shouldn't be about the wider issue. It should be about people. And remember, these people are saying that they want to give and help people who are vulnerable, people who desperately need this. In some cases, I would imagine that some people would have rarer bloods than others, and it may be that there's a bigger demand there, and their contribution could indeed be truly life-saving. I mean, all blood donations are life-saving, but even in those very narrow contexts where people have a rarer blood and need it. So, look, I think the science, it's clear that the science is there. We're going to bring a motion. We've already had this down to the Assembly, asking that the Minister, you know, just, you know, he's out of his job already and he's not taking certain decisions. He's taken some very... decisions which he's trying to make it look as if he's doing his job, when in fact he's not, because he's not there. So I think he should be of the court. He should be pulling his officials out of the court today, because that's taxpayers' money.
It may be taxpayers' money, but it's obviously something that the health minister, whether he's in or out today, clearly believes is to the benefit of not only the taxpayer, but all of the citizens of Northern Ireland.
Well, he may believe that, but as I said, I think that's based on a prejudice. And in fact, your remarks about the Vox Pop situation suggest, you know, that we're drawing in as people's prejudice here around other issues. We should stick solely on the science. I think that's the important bit, and I couldn't repeat that enough. The science says it's safe. And I think that's what we do. If you're in a car accident and you need blood, you don't care at that point where that blood comes from, as long as you know it's safe. And I know that the doctors and the medics and all of those involved in the transfusion of blood would also want to be absolutely sure that it's safe. So, I mean, this is calling into question their judgment as well, because they are there to save people's lives, and we should assist them in the maximum way.
There may be people who are getting blood today who are getting it from heterosexuals who have involved themselves in some form of risky behaviour sexually, and we would be hoping that the screening would protect us from that blood.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think this is where we need to draw the line behind where we think the blood is coming from and rely solely on the science. You know, that's where the expertise lies. That's what gives us the knowledge that, in fact, this is safe. And as you say, you know, who knows? Somebody could be giving blood that in circumstances would also offend the DUP, but which wouldn't include the ban that they have put in place narrowly. So, look, I think.
But Edwin Poots clearly said at the time that he was taking some guidance from no lesser light than Dr. James Riley, the Irish Minister for Health.
Yes, and of course the Irish Health Minister says that, you know, he's reviewing that situation because he doesn't believe it to be the case anymore. So, you know, and it's unusual that, of course, the DUP are relying on a health minister in that, from the South in that sense, but wouldn't maybe potentially rely on them on other occasions. So, look, I think it's the science here. I think that's where, I reinforce the point that those who are involved in transfusing the blood, all the medics, would want to be guaranteed. They do not take decisions based on some looseness or some sense that, well, if it's safe or maybe it's safe. They take it on the basis that this is as safe as it can ever be. And that's what I would be relying on, and that's what I would be relying on if I was in a car crash or involved in an accident where I needed an urgent blood transfusion, as many people in Northern Ireland do need.
Fergal McKinney, thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
That's the SDLP's health spokesman.